This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 6 July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the skies remain mostly clear. In Jerusalem, there's a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outdoors. Tel Aviv enjoys sunny weather, while Haifa sees mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in. An Israeli delegation leads a recovery plan in Venezuela following a deadly earthquake. Unlike past missions, they focus on demolishing and rebuilding. Also, JNS reports earlier this hour, the IDF struck 5 terrorists in northern Gaza. One was confirmed as a member of Hamas's elite Nukba force. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post informs us that the IDF destroyed Hezbollah infrastructure in a southern Lebanon village. Over 150 weapons were found, highlighting ongoing tensions. Separately, I-24 News notes from earlier today, dozens have died in the deadliest clash between Houthis and Yemeni forces since 2022, threatening the fragile truce. And finally, Israel Hayom reports a short time ago, a 2-month-old girl found unconscious in Beit Shemesh has passed away. Emergency teams could not save her despite efforts. Here's what people are saying online. Rayland Givens, posting just minutes ago, shared a video of the IDF search and rescue team working in Venezuela. I24NEWS English, posting earlier today, highlighted Israel's aid delegation forming a national rehabilitation plan at the Venezuelan government's request. Open Source Intel, in a post from earlier, noted that the Israeli team is sorting buildings in Venezuela for recovery efforts. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Venezuela. Israel Hayom reports that an Israeli team is not only providing immediate aid, but also planning long-term infrastructure recovery. This approach differs from past missions, emphasizing sustainable rebuilding. This initiative aims to ensure safety and resilience in future disasters. Turning to the IDF's actions in northern Gaza, JNS outlines that the strikes targeted Hamas operatives, disrupting planned attacks. This operation underscores Israel's commitment to countering threats from Gaza. Civilians in the area remain on high alert amid ongoing tensions. Meanwhile, the destruction of Hezbollah infrastructure in Lebanon. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, this action took place in a village known for terror activities. The discovery of weapons indicates a significant threat reduction. This strike comes hours after the northern Gaza operation, signaling coordinated efforts against regional threats. Turning to Yemen, where I-24 News reports the deadliest clash since 2022. The renewed violence between Houthis and Yemeni forces risks the fragile truce. The international community watches closely as an escalation could destabilize the region further. And on the tragic news from Beit Shemesh, Israel Hayom details the loss of a 2-month-old girl. Despite quick medical response, resuscitation efforts failed. This heartbreaking incident highlights the importance of immediate medical care in emergencies. In financial news, first, Walla Business reports a 17 million shekel fine for Samsung's importer in Israel. The competition authority alleges they attempted to block cheaper devices from entering the market. Separately, CTEC highlights a budget standoff between Israel's Treasury and the Defense Ministry. The debate centers on 2026 defense funding, impacting long-term fiscal policies. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes the potential fine for Samsung's importer could impact market dynamics. The competition authority's actions signal a crackdown on practices harming market competition. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.